We started our institute class, and when I was reading over this passage, just was giving it some more thought and in preparation for our class. We briefly touched on it in class, but we're kind of turned it into a message tonight. Mark chapter 2 and verse 17, when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Let's pray, and then we'll see what the Lord has for us in this passage. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you that we could assemble here, Lord, and as we open up your word, I pray that you would... Lord, I really just pray that you'd meet the needs that are here. Lord, I pray, whatever they may be, I pray that there's a verse tonight, a thought tonight that would... Maybe there's one tonight that feels like quitting. Maybe there's one tonight that feels like there's no hope. Maybe there's one that tonight just needs some encouragement to be a bolder witness. Whatever it is, Lord, I pray that you'd... I pray that you'd use this message tonight to encourage them. Encourage us as a church. Lord, we love you, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at Mark chapter 2, it says, when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. Why do you go to the doctor? Well, go to the doctor when you're sick, right? I don't think anyone... And we'll talk about it a little bit. No one, just because, I don't know, maybe you're different than me, but I don't like going to the doctor. I don't say, hey, you know what, I got an open day in my schedule. I'm going to call up the doctor and just go visit. See if they can find something wrong with me. I know they will. Thank you, Brother Garrett. Brother Garrett was quick to say, oh, they'll find... I'm going to try really hard not to take that personally, and just we're just going to say the medical staff as in general. But the Lord has the ability to spiritually be our physician, and that's kind of the thought we want to look at here tonight. So they that are whole have no need of the physician. How many times have we been at someone's door and no, I'm all set? But they that are sick. A lot of times the Lord makes it very evident that we are sick, that we need help. Maybe it's a disaster, something that happens in our life. Maybe just that innate, I'm needy of something that I have not been able to find in this world. And the Lord says, I can heal that. I can help you with that. Let's look at some verses here tonight. John chapter 6. Say, Pastor, I'd like to know where we're going. How many points do you have? I'm not sure that would be an encouragement to you. I understand it's a school night, and I understand all that, but... John chapter 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. Remember, I was in junior high school, and it happened a couple times. It happened first time when I was in junior high, then it happened again in high school, and then later on. But I would get really, really sick. And really sick, so much so that I would have to go. I went to the hospital a couple times, and I went to my doctor first, and the doctor evaluated me, and he said, I was in junior high, he says, you just have stress. 13. What kind of stress do I have? My bike chain needs oil, you know, like, you don't have a lot of stress at 13. Well, they misdiagnosed me. I had something called chronic acute appendicitis. and it wasn't for probably another 6 years or so that they found it. I would get real, real bad, and I'd get real, real sick. And then by the time I was feeling better, we would go off to the hospital, and they'd look at me, and they'd say, "What's wrong?" I said, "I'm nothing. I'm better now." And I would go home. And they said, "Well, you're just stressed out with school." Junior high wasn't that stressful. As I look at John chapter 6 and verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. See, that's what's needed. Jesus says, "I know the cure." He says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." You'll never come to the Lord and he'll... sometimes we beat around the bush a little bit. Don't want to be offensive. Don't want to... But whenever the Lord talked to someone, he was very straightforward. He was very straightforward. He got right to the point, and he knew the cure. How many times do we see story after story after story? John chapter 3, who are we introduced to? Nicodemus. Nicodemus wants some answers of how he's doing these miracles. And what ends up happening is he reveals to Nicodemus, this educated man, that he needs to be born again. Next chapter, we have the woman at the well. And there she comes. She thinks she's just getting water. But the Lord is giving her exactly what she needs. See, the Lord is the great physician in that he knows our cure. The world does not know the cure. We are sin sick. And they'll try and give you pills, real legitimate pills. They'll give you a prescription. "Oh, you're dealing with depression." Now, I'm not saying that depression's not real. "Oh, you're dealing with depression, though. Here's what you..." No, you're lost and you're dealing with the lack of Jesus Christ in your life. Friends will invite you out to go drinking and wash away your troubles. And there will be thing after thing after thing that the world tries to provide. You know what it is? You just don't have enough money. Your life would go a lot easier if you just had more money. No, you need Jesus Christ. And he says, "I have the words of life. They are spirit and they are life. I know your cure." If you ever went to the doctor, go over to John chapter 5. If you ever went to the doctor, I don't know about you, but whenever I go and meet a new doctor, I don't go to the doctor often. Now that I'm getting older, I have a feeling I'm going to have to, but I don't like it very much. And I try and make sure that the person I'm talking to is qualified to take care of me. I make what I consider small talk, well, maybe what the doctor or nurse or the person taking care of me consider small talk, but I'm interviewing them. I know I'm in the robe and I'm in the room and I'm all that, but I'm asking them questions. "So, how long have you been doing this?" If they say it's my first day, if they prescribe anything, I'm not taking it. You don't have enough authority. What is your title? Who are you? My name's Nick Russo. It's nice to meet you. Who are you? "Oh, I'm Bob. I'm just here to take your blood pressure." "Great. Sounds good. Now we know your qualifications. That's it." And you type your little words into the computer and I'll wait for the doctor to come in. And then the doctor comes in. "So, doc, where'd you go to school?" Right? That's why I want to know what I'm dealing with. They got these great online courses. Mm-mm. No. I'm not. I like when, our dentist, you walk in and there is a whole wall of their credentials. "Went to here, here's my doctorate, here's this, here's that, here's that." If you walk into a doctor's office and they don't have that, I'd ask. Not all medical facilities are created equal. Now we come to John chapter 5 and verse 36. "But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do. Bear witness of me, he says, that the Father hath sent me. The Father himself, and the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. By what authority do you stand here, Jesus Christ? How are you qualified to heal? The Father. He is my authority. And he has given me jurisdiction in this area. Not all doctors are the same. Some have doctorate of knowledge, as in you can have a doctorate in political science. I'm not putting a scalpel in that man's hand or lady. Why? Because they have not been trained in that. The thing that the Lord Jesus Christ came to do, he was of the Heavenly Father's authority. The Father himself hath sent me. You walk into his office commissioned by Jehovah God. All right, I guess I can sit down and talk to you a little bit. Luke chapter 4. We all have fun doctor stories, right? We've all gone to doctors. There was a time when they were talking about, we brought Sam into the doctor. And just the routine, you know, like when they're first born, it's like, okay, 2 hours, and then you got to bring him back 8 hours later, and it just seems like there's so many. And it was at one of his wellness visits, and they're like, he's looking at his chart, and he says, we're a little concerned about his obesity. I'm looking at Sam. I've seen a lot of babies, but I don't see what you're saying. He's like, wait a second. What's your name? Who's this? Had the wrong chart. We all have stories like that, right? I hope not. I hope you don't have stories like that. You immediately question their authority. I was talking to a man last night. Smoked for 25 years. He said, smoke like a chimney. Quit smoking and got real bad asthma and bronchitis. He kept getting bronchitis. So he went back to the doctor. He's like, what do I do? And he's like, well, what happened? He's like, what changed? He's like, well, I stopped smoking. He's like, well, start smoking again. What an awful thing to say. He's like, that was the last time I ever went to that doctor. Do you know that Jesus Christ has never mishandled anybody? He's never gone and started talking. And he's like, here's what you need to do. You need the... Wait a second. Wrong guy. Sorry. Here's what you need to do. He never prescribes it wrong. He never says it wrong. He's never made a mistake with anybody. He has the authority of God himself. He knows the true cure. Look at Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Christ, our physician, is not only with God's authority, but he's licensed. He knows what he's doing. He's been sent, he's been commissioned to heal the brokenhearted. He's capable. Ever go to the doctor? And they're like, I don't know. and they sent you away with no diagnosis. I don't know what's wrong. I see the symptoms, but I don't know what's causing it. Do you know the Lord will never send you away like that? He'll never send you away. He knows exactly you. Ever called the doctor up? I was looking at, I want to get my CDL. And my doctor does not do the CDL medical test. So I went on the DMV website and I found a local person in Brockport. And I said, so I called up, I said, do you guys do the CDL medical test that says that I can, it's like a, it's not a medical test, it's like a physical, that's the word I'm looking for. And the physical to say that I'm able to drive a commercial vehicle. And they're like, yes, we do that. I said, great, I would like to sign up for that. How do I do that? They're like, well, we're not taking any new patients. I said, are you kidding me? I said, and you know, you're immediately, already I don't like the doctor, and I'm calling to do additional doctor stuff to be able to do this, and they say, I can't see you, I'm sorry. Do you know Jesus Christ would never turn anybody away? There's 7.5 million people in this world, and He knows all of you. He knows what you need, He's got a chart on all of you. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Where the kids go, we really like the doctor that our kids have. But he's starting to move back in days. I think he's down to 1 day a week or maybe something like that. And so kind of by default, my main doctor was on the east side of town, and he moved out of town, so I had to find another doctor. So just out of convenience, I went over to Oak Orchard, and not thrilled with the doctor service there. I was having some issues some years back, and I went in, and I was describing what was going on. And they're like, oh, you got asthma. I'm like, I don't have asthma. And they're like, no, you got asthma. Here, and he brings over the thing where you have to blow into and make the little ball go up. And I made the ball go up. He's like, oh, yeah, you don't have asthma. He's like, maybe I have bronchitis. I'm like, I don't think I have bronchitis. He's like, here, I'm going to write you a prescription. And he's just throwing things out there. I don't like that. Wherefore, seeing, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. You know, the Lord knows the constitution of His patients. He knows their weaknesses. When I walk in to the doctor's office, I had to go a couple days ago, and went in the doctor's office, and the first thing they walk you through, and they're like, okay, stand on the scale. I don't like standing on the scale. I said, here, hold my... No, just leave it on. I'm ready to strip down to skimpies right here in front of everybody just to make that number go down. And she's like, no, you're fine. It's just a reference point. I said, well, it's going to be a bad reference point. The Lord knows exactly what our weaknesses are. If we came in honesty to Him and said, Lord, I'm hurting. I'm having a hard time. Can you show me where I could do better? He would. I was talking to a young lady a couple weeks ago, and one of our people, and they were just explaining to me, Pastor, so I'm just having a dry spell. Feels like my prayers don't leave the room, not getting anything out of my Bible reading. I just don't know what to do. I said, well, here's what you should do. You should ask the Lord what's wrong. And He'll tell you. Because He knows our weaknesses. And He wants us to get better. He's the perfect great physician. He knows the cure. He's authorized. He's licensed. He knows the constitution of His patient. In Luke chapter 10, that's why I don't like going to the doctor. Because they're honest. How's it going, Nick? How you feeling? Feel great. Blood pressure's a little high. Do you know why that is, Nick? Yes, because I'm nervous about being here. Nope, because you're overweight, Nick. That's what they tell me. You know what you need to do? Yeah, I know what I need to do. You need to exercise a little more. I'm busy. Well, you need to make time. I don't like going there because they tell me what I need to hear. Sometimes that's why we don't go to the Lord. Because we know we're going to hear what we need to hear. Because He's the perfect great physician. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 34, it says, "And went to him and bound up his wounds." This is the story of the Good Samaritan. "And bound up his wounds in oil and wine and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him." The Lord knows perfectly how to take care of us. Sometimes we demand equal treatment. We do not want equal treatment. We want fair treatment. If I have a headache, I don't want a cast on my arm. Well, that's what I did with the last guy. That's what you get. No, I don't want equal treatment. I want fair treatment. I want the Lord to treat me like this. You got a wound here. We got to bind it. I hurt my finger. Got to bind it up. Cover it and got to get the salve in there. And that's what the Lord does to us spiritually. He's not going to spend time on things that don't need attention. He always makes perfect application. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Lord not only has perfect application, but He has tender care. I think it was during VBS, and took our senior girls for a walk in the down in Ithaca, and somehow I got an infection right in my leg. Got cellulitis. Anybody ever have cellulitis? That's no fun. And that got real hot and real painful real quick, to the point where I was limping within 12 to 18 hours. So I went to the doctor and I was concerned, and they were concerned. So they sent me immediately for an ultrasound, which is weird for a guy to get an ultrasound, you know, when they take you to the ultrasound room. And but I was there, and it was super, super tender, right on the inside of my leg. And so it's getting redder and hot and swollen and just sore. And and it just hurts. So if you're familiar with the ultrasound, they take that freezing cold jelly and they put on you, and then they take this camera thing and they push it right on you. Well, I'm really, really sore. That was not easy, nor was it gentle. I almost came off the bed. Say, "You're a wimp." Okay, I don't care. It hurt really bad. If you've ever broken a bone, and the doctor's like, all right, we're going to have to reset it. Mm-hmm. Just cut it off. I don't need it. Got another one that looks like it, matching on the other side. I don't need that. I don't want it reset. Hey, when you come into the Lord, do you know what He does? He's gentle. We don't deserve gentleness, but He gives us gentleness. He takes us by the hand. He leads us. He's tender with His care because He's the great physician. Psalm 119. Just made the mistake of looking at the clock. Psalm 119. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. He also helps us prevent infection. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. He gives us ways to help us stay healthy. When you go to the doctor, they hopefully not only treat the problem, but they give you instruction on how to prevent it from happening again. Hey, try not to fall out of the tree again. I know, that's what it is. It's like, oh, all right, thanks. The Lord, hey, give very close attention to this book. Why? Because it'll keep you from sin. And I want you to stay healthy. I want you to stay right. I want you to stay clean. Let's look at Mark chapter 5 real quick. How many more of these you got? This is my last one. And then we have a conclusion. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. A certain woman which was had an issue of blood 12 years, right? Mark 5:25. And suffered many things of the physicians and spent all that she had. Spent all that she had and was nothing better. But rather grew worse. She spent all she had. But she only got worse and worse. Spiritually speaking, the world will take everything that you have. And it will only get worse. You'll just be without and in a worse state. And then the Lord Jesus Christ comes by. You think He sent her an invoice? We know the story. She has nothing. Our poor neighbor. He's a sweet old man. He's 69, almost 70. Riding in the mower falls over, breaks his left arm, his right leg, but his here and here, and then cracks some ribs. It was a month and maybe 6 weeks before he could even start to put any weight on this. We want him to go to a good rehab place, and no one would take him because of his finances. No. He's going out to the village of Orleans. It's not a happy place. Because he didn't have enough money. Couldn't get good care because he didn't have... Now, I'm not saying that if you know somebody or some... I'm not saying. But if you walked in there and saw that compared to... They charge $500 a day. Strong charges $3,000 a day. And you have a team of doctors. Here you'd be happy if a nurse stops in the day. Poor guy. Doesn't have the money. Lord, can you help me with my sin? How much money you got? No, that's not what he ever says. Money is no problem or object to him. First thing you do when you check into the doctor's office, well, let's make sure your insurance is up to date. Well, what happens if it isn't? We're not going to see you because you can't pay us. There's the door. Let us know when you get it squared away. But the Lord, money is no object. Our very last verse, Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14. Jesus Christ, great physician, knows the cure. He's authorized. He's licensed. He knows the constitution of his patients. He has perfect application with tender care. He prevents infection. Money is no object to him. And lastly, in Hosea chapter 14 and verse 4, he says this, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, and mine anger is turned away from him. You say, oh, that's good to get saved. Hey, it's even good when you fall away. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, he says, for my anger is turned away from him. What a great physician. My neighbor's sister is pretty much an invalid. She lives in the house. She hasn't been out of her house in years. Has no personal care, any of that. He takes care of her, but now him out, we've had to do certain things and call people in and trying to take care of her, but it's just not easy. She had to see the doctor, but she refuses to go out, so the doctor came out to her. He walked in. He was very short with her. Said, this place is a mess. It's filthy. I can't even help her. And he left. Not good care. Say, yeah, but she has needs. Just too much of a mess for me. Not worth it. That's not what the Lord does. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. We have a great physician. Let's all stand. They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. As much as I don't like to admit it, I'm going to probably need the doctor more and more as I get older and older. Please understand that you need the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day. And he is perfectly qualified and capable and authorized to handle all of your cares and all of your troubles and all of your hurts. And he will not turn you away. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for who you are and what you are, how gentle you are to us. We love you. Lord, I pray that we would come to you more freely, more honestly. Lord, again, thank you for your gentle, perfect care for each of us. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.